The following is a paid program. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the host and the guests and are not necessarily those of WCCM or its sponsors.
Good morning, I'm Ron Ferris from Boopa Productions.
And I'm Dan Lynch from Daniel's Video Productions. And next to me is...
It's Phil Lynch from Dunkin' Donuts.
It's Tuesday, September 6th, 2011. And this is Volume 1, Chapter 28 of the R&D Radio Show. You're listening to us on 1110 AM WCCM. It's the news talk station now, right? That's the
news talk 1110 WCCM.
News talk 1110 WCCM. Or online at www.1110wccmam.com. Or if you're shy, you can email us at tips@boopa.com.
Hey, the muffins you got there, they're from Heavenly Donuts, right? Yes.
They're Heavenly.
Aren't they? Isn't that a local establishment here?
Yes, it is.
How many different spots do they have? Because I know they're kind of branching out a little bit.
I got those in Haverhill.
Okay, but they started right down the street here in Methuen, right?
Yep. There's a place in Methuen. And you mentioned Heavenly Donuts, and we have a Dunkin' Donuts guy here.
Boy. Yeah, well, I'm actually eating the Dunkin' Donut muffin, but those Heavenly Donut muffins look pretty good.
Yeah, so we spread our wealth to everybody that we can.
We should have gone down there for a sponsorship.
Well, if you want to reach us by phone, 978-687-8005. Toll free, 877-687-8005. And, Dan, you can listen to any of our shows online anytime on our podcast at www.boopa.com/blog. Click on the R&D Radio Show link and you can hear any of our shows that we've had on.
And if any of Phil's friends happen to be listening,
call in.
Any of his homeboys, give us a call.
Take it easy with it.
All right, well, don't be shy.
Dan, do I need to worry about the Red Sox? I'm a little concerned here.
You know what, Ron? I'll be honest with you. And I've been thinking about it. I was sitting in the corner of my room last night in the darkness, meditating about this. Whoa. Thinking hard.
After I told you that the game was on.
You know what? Sometimes a little bit of a losing streak is a good thing. That's the way I look at it. You know, because this team seems to bounce back from them, and then they're strong for weeks on end. You know, so if they're going to have another little bump in the road, this is the time to do it. Get it out of your system now.
So yeah, like that reporter when the Patriots were going for a perfect season said that they should lose one just so that they could get it out of the system.
Where do you get that out of? Where do you get that? That's not what I'm saying. The Patriots hadn't lost one yet. What are you talking about? The Red Sox are in the middle of a little slump here. And what I'm saying is if they're going to have to do that, get it over with now. Why are you being... Don't look at me with those Lex Luthor mad scientist eyes.
Hello?
I would kill you, Superman.
Hello?
I would kill you with this kryptonite.
Miss Hashbarger.
Miss Chessbacob! No. You don't remember Gene Hackman doing that?
Yeah, I do.
He might be my favorite Lex Luthor.
Gene Hackman?
Yeah, just the way he played a great part.
He did. So, what, now you don't like my bald head anymore?
Huh?
You don't like my bald head?
I love the bald head, bud. I'm telling you. That is you. I don't want to see you grow that silly stuff back.
Silly stuff?
I used to always want to tell you, would you cut it? Come on. It's looking silly now. Did you get a discount when you used to get a haircut?
No, they charged me more.
Did we already have this discussion?
We may have.
That's robbery. Highway robbery.
Yeah. Well,
it's like going to a Red Sox game and paying $8 for a can of beer.
Yeah. Well, it would go one of two ways. See, they would either give me a senior citizen's discount because I had no hair, or they charged me more because they felt it was more work.
Did they trim the eyebrows for you, too?
Yeah, they did.
The nose hairs?
They don't do that. They just do a little brush on your ear hairs.
Yeah. Oh, I don't get that.
You don't have ear. Well, you can't hear that you have ear hairs because there's so many ear hairs.
No, I got to take a lawnmower to it though, but I get it done.
What about a weed whacker? Wouldn't that be easier?
Well, you pick. How did this turn on me?
It's just everyday conversation.
Yeah, everyday conversation.
So you
how
went
come
to
you weren't doing this to George?
Because George is a respectable gentleman.
Mm. You listen to how he's treating your father, Phil?
Yeah.
And do you see why I talk about him in my sleep? Get close to the mic.
So you went to the Red Sox game? Which game?
Yes, we did. We went to the Wednesday game last week where they beat the Yankees.
Oh, you went to the
The winning game, yes.
How the hell did you get tickets to a Yankees game?
Well, what I did at the beginning of the year, they were selling the... yes, ladies and gentlemen, I bought the standing room only seats. Mm. And they were only $25 a piece, but you could buy a three-pack, and you were guaranteed a Yankees game. And that was the one that I happened to pick. Now, we're going next Wednesday for the Toronto Blue Jays game, and then that'll take care of our three-pack.
And where's the standing room section?
Actually, the standing room wasn't too bad. It's up in the pavilion on the first base side where we picked. I know they got one on the third base side, then they got some down below, up above the grandstands, and, you know, throughout the park at different spots. But this was the spot we were at, and what they have is you're right at the very top, and you're kind of leaning on this counter, and there's a spot where you can put your foot like a pipe going across. And you know what, Ron, to be honest with you, I think I'd rather stand for a game. Because, you know, when you sit in those seats, it's great at first, but you start squirming. You know, and by the seventh inning, that's why you need that seventh inning stretch. Because you got to get up and move around a bit.
Well, those seats were built for people who lived in 1912.
Well, no, they've changed them all since. They're not like those seats where, remember when you were sitting there and the seat just broke underneath you? And all of a sudden, the arms of the seat were like up to your nose. And he was sitting there with this now an archaic cell phone, because it was like one of the first ones that came out, and he's trying to make a phone call, and he was doing what I call the Ferris, and that's where he was just like shaking his head with a ticked off look, like he just wanted to throw the thing at the Green Monster or something. But he couldn't get out of it. He couldn't get up. You want me to stop?
No, it's fine.
It's a great memory.
It is. It was those wooden seats that the pin fell out or something, and the whole seat collapsed. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I was dying. I'm sorry. I was laughing at the time, and when I think about it still.
And you couldn't even help me up. That's okay.
I helped you up.
Oh, you were bent over laughing so hard you couldn't even help me up.
Well, at first. But anyway, let's continue with the game last week, because it actually some exciting stuff happened while we were there. Of course, we did our personal upgrade of seats at the beginning of the game. What we did was we went in the very front row, I think about two sections over from the Red Sox dugout on the left side heading toward home plate. And we actually got to sit through the first half an inning in those seats. And, you know, I mean, not bad for $25, I was thinking. But before the game started, Mo Vaughn was there, John Valentin, and they threw out some ceremonial first pitches. Now, before that happened, the ball girl came by. And I was like, you know, for some silly reason, I called her Batgirl. I'm like, Batgirl? And she looked. I'm like, can I have my picture taken with you? And my son took a picture, and she let, you know, I said, hey, can I hold one of these balls? I didn't realize it was one of the ceremonials, so I thought that was kind of neat. So when you see the picture, I'm holding one of the ceremonial first pitches. So then we're there, and we look up at the windows, and the ESPN commentators were there, and Nomar Garciaparra was in the window. And that was pretty exciting because Phil, remember you took the strike one batting clinic with him when you were just like
what, 8 and 9?
8 and 9, something, and he like was that. Maybe half the height that he is right now. Yeah. And that was a great experience, huh?
Yeah, he was in his prime back then.
He was in his prime, and he was larger than life for you, right?
The icon. Yeah, he was my childhood hero.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, so that was exciting for him back then. So seeing Nomar up in the window, it was like, all right, and, you know, we waved and...
yeah, we thought he was pointing down.
He was eating something up there, and Phil said, oh, he pointed down at us. I'm like, no, Phil, actually, he's eating something. He's like, no, he pointed down. How can you tell from down here that he's eating? And then
This guy was complaining the entire night that he couldn't see, like, the words on his magazine because he didn't have his glasses. And he's telling me that Nomar's not pointing at me.
Well, you don't understand.
See,
you don't
see the words.
Yes, I mean, reading and looking at menus or looking at magazines. I need my reading glasses. But like Bruce, look at me. I can see you as clear as day. But now looking at this AM 1110. Is it 1110 or 104?
See, there you go.
Huh?
How many fingers up?
Yeah, that's cute. You know, you'd be banned from TV for that.
No, so they pixelate it.
Well, anyway, so now we're sitting there, and they threw out the first pitches. And the whole time, I'm like, where's Heidi Watney? I'd love to see Heidi Watney. And no sooner than... Huh?
I don't think that's the last name. They could have sworn it was Heidi Whitey, not Watney.
No, it's Heidi Watney, right?
It's Watney.
Okay.
Don't.
It's Heidi Whitey?
I could have sworn. Why were you saying Heidi Whitey the entire time?
I said Heidi Watney. No. You weren't listening. You were hearing Heidi Whitey. But
so let's see, you can't see and you can't enunciate your words anymore.
He just doesn't listen to me. That's what the thing is.
Well, he's not alone. I mean.
Well, anyway, now all of a sudden she comes out from the dugout area and walked within 2 feet of me. And I said, hi, Heidi. And she looked at me with those beautiful blue eyes of hers. And she's prettier in life. Now, every time I see her on TV, I'm just like mesmerized. Even my wife hears me go, oh, Heidi. Oh. Heidi. But she said hi. And then she walked by. And let me tell you something. You think she looks good from the front? Oh, my goodness.
Is this going to be a neck con?
And Phil, what did you say after she said hi to me and she kept walking?
I don't even remember.
So he said something like, so have all your dreams come true.
This all happened in the span of a second. It wasn't as glorious as...
It was great. I mean, she just walked by and it was kind of like a quick hello.
Hi, Heidi, hi.
But a smile and those blue eyes... But anyway, okay, so now the game was great. You know the history. You know what happened there. They came back, won the game. We had great standing room spot up there.
I just have a question.
Go ahead.
How much scumbaria did you feel when they came and told you had to get out of those seats?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, I'm so used to it, I'm numb to it.
Well, no.
I was expecting
there was a guy down there with us. Like and a couple seats over, the guy went down to him. He said, "Hey, where? What's your ticket?" And he said, "Standing room only." And he's like, "You got to get out of here."
Yeah.
He gives the guy the seats, and he starts saying to the crowd, "Standing room only. What the heck is this?" So I look at you out of the corner of my eye, and I see the nervousness setting in. But you have that Dan Lynch nervous grin.
It wasn't.
And you kind of like looking everywhere, trying not to be obvious.
Well, I wanted to get a half an inning in anyway, and we did. So now we're up top, and, you know, we watched the whole game. And when we were leaving, we took our time leaving. We went back down, took a few pitches, hung out in the ballpark until the announcer finally said, okay, ladies and gentlemen, it is time to leave the ballpark. So we're walking out. We made one last bathroom visit.
Well, we were trying to take pictures, too.
We were taking
and the camera just wasn't turning on.
Yeah.
And so we were there for like, a good 5 to 10 minutes trying to figure that out.
Right, but then, so we took a couple with the phone, and then they said it was time to leave. So we went to the bathroom and came walking out, and just me and Phil and maybe like 4 or 5 other people walking. And who walks by us but Nomar Garcia-Parra? Yeah. And Phil said, hey, Nomar, and stuck out his hand, shook his hand. But it was very quick.
I got one of those bad bad handshakes where he just grabbed the tip of the fingers, but I mean...
Hey, he still grabbed something,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, come on, guys. This is... Family radio. No, I thought he was just going to walk by.
Yeah, because cool.
He was carrying bags and stuff, you know. He kind of, you know, nodded, but...
Yeah, but like back when I was a kid and I saw him, he was larger than life. He was the icon, and then now I see him, he's my height, and it really made me think that he's just a normal guy.
Yeah.
You know, he looked the exact same. Though.
That was, but he was very excited after that happened, you know?
Yeah, you didn't ask him how his wife was?
No, you know, when stuff like that happens to me, I really don't want to bother anybody.
I think he's calm.
But Nomar's a class act, and if anybody says anything different, then they never really watched the guy.
No.
You know?
No.
They never really watched him.
Nomar's on the phone. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I was going to say, Ron, I thought this was supposed to be a family show. I'm sitting here listening to it, and I'm hearing Dan talking about disgusting stuff about Heidi Watley and stuff.
Oh, Heidi. Bill, you should have seen her.
Dan, in your dreams.
Oh, I know.
In your dreams.
And in her nightmares.
Because I got one better. I went in and saw the Slugfest on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
The one that they kicked Texas's butt.
Oh, right.
That was a better one to go and watch.
I don't know. Anytime you see them beat the Yankees, it's pleasant for me.
Well, then how come? Then explain to me one thing.
What?
How come right now they're 2.5 behind the Yankees?
It doesn't make sense to me because when you think about it, they've beat them 11 times. They've only lost 4 times. It's not making sense to me.
It's called no run support.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. But
you pitch your butt off, but you don't get the run support. You don't win a ball game.
Yeah, but pitching is the prime winning formula for ball teams. But you do need that run support. I agree.
That's what it
look
is.
Look at yesterday's game. Nothing. What, 11 innings?
Yep. Yeah. And look at what happened with Beckett, though.
Now, what is it? Just a sprain, right?
It's a sprained ankle, but they don't know how severe and whether or not he's going to miss his next start and stuff.
Well, you know, get it out of the way now. That's what I say, because they are going to the playoffs. I don't care what's going on right now.
That's a no-brainer there. Yeah. I mean, nobody's going to touch either one of them. I don't care about the American League right now. I'm more interested in the senior league. That's what I'm more interested in.
Philly's a scary team.
They've always been a scary team. Look at the 3 best pitchers they got.
I know.
Okay? And, I mean, come on now. Halliday, Lee, and Hamill, come on.
God. 1, 2, 3.
That's an awesome threesome.
Yeah, it sure is.
There ain't nobody going to touch Phillies, I don't think.
Now, what do we got? Beckett?
We got Beckett. We got Lester.
Lester is on or off. And when he's off, he looks like a kid who wants to take his ball and go home.
And we got that guy called Wacky. Wacky. Yeah, Wacky John Brooks. Not Wacky. Wacky.
I got you.
Well, you know what? Remember back in 04 when everybody was down on Derek Lowe and he came back and he was really the hero?
That was then.
This is now.
Yeah, well, you know what? Any given Sunday?
Hold on a second. Wait a minute. Let me tell you something. That was a whole different decade. This is a new decade. I love him to death, but I just don't see him making it past the first round.
Yeah, oh, I don't know about that.
He was the guy that doubted them in 04.
I don't know about that, Bill. I mean, the first round they'd be playing either Texas or Detroit at this point.
If they get Detroit, they can handle Detroit.
They can handle Texas, too.
Depending on who your first three starters are.
Yeah.
Because the way it's looking, Wakefield ain't in the rotation.
Well, you know what? I thought he should have been out of the rotation like 8 years ago, but he still surprises me.
Yeah, when he's on, he's on.
Yeah, but when he's off, another one who wants his ball and should go home.
So now, Dan, one curiosity question. Heidi Watney, is she really tall? I'm serious. I mean,
she's
you
know what? I'm going to guess she's probably right about my height, and I'm like 5'10", 5'11".
You're my height. Okay, well, that's not bad then.
And Bill, no offense, but she looks a hell of a lot better than you. But I got my picture with you, not her. I wanted a picture with her, but she went by so fast.
So what you're saying is you'd rather have prime rib than sirloin steak.
I'll tell you what, you're talking prime rib. I watched her walk across that field for like the minute and a half that it took her, and I was just like, my son had to snap me out of it.
At your age, I mean, come on now. I'll leave it at that.
Now, her cousin is one of the golfers, right? What's his name? Is it Nick Watney?
I know who you're talking about, yeah.
And he's, I guess he's pretty good. I don't know if he came in second in that tournament that just happened this weekend.
Oh, the Deutsche Bank one?
Yeah. I think he was, like, right up there last I had heard. I don't know if...
I know. I didn't hear myself. I didn't. I was watching the marathon yesterday. That's what I was watching.
Ronnie, can you get that information up on your little...
I'll see what I can find out for you.
Okay. Jeez. Well, listen, guys, try to keep it family-oriented. I don't want Bruce having to cut you guys off and call the FCC, you know?
Okay.
He's got his reputation to uphold. Yeah.
All right, from now on, from this moment on, we are keeping it family-oriented.
Wow. Do you mean it's a first for you, Dan?
Yeah. It's going to be tough.
Okay.
Let's see how long I last.
All right, guys.
Bye-bye.
When I tell you those beautiful blue eyes of Heidi, and then watching her walk across that... Oh, I'm already starting.
There we go.
So what do you got? Did you find it?
Nick Watney finally breaks through with a big victory.
He won it?
Says, this is wow, just a thing on him. Is. I don't know. I don't know if he... I don't think he won yesterday.
No, I don't
Watney
know.
Strikes, Woods, Flicker of Hope, Johnson... Oh, this... Oh, no, this is from March.
For God's sake... Phil, what do you got for me?
I don't know.
So what's happening in the DC universe?
I wouldn't know about that. I'm not really into comics. I'm not really into comics.
But you used to be. Somebody comes up to me that I work with who is big time into comic books, and I guess they are completely overhauling the DC universe. Bringing everything. Have you heard about this?
I have not, no.
Bringing everything.
I've only watched the movies. I've only seen the cartoons.
Renumbering all the comic books to number one.
Is that right?
That's right. Now, what do you think
now,
about
is that,
this?
Is that a big deal? Or?
Well, to me it is. Now, yeah. Action Comics, which, Ronnie, you're familiar with Action Comics?
Absolutely.
Who's the star of Action?
Superman.
Very good, Lex. they're going to make it number one. Now, it was up to number 908. I was kind of looking forward to that number 1,000. Which would be probably another 10 years from now.
So they've never renumbered these things before, or what?
Well, come on, you remember when you were a little kid, you never paid attention to the numbers,
no.
I take it.
No.
Yeah, so they're going to be redoing Superman. He's going to be kind of wearing a different uniform.
Okay.
You don't find that sacrilegious?
Well, I mean, you know, change happens, man. I mean, he's been wearing underwear for how long?
What's he going to wear, Abercrombie and Fitch, or...?
I don't know what exactly they're doing. I did see one picture where he'll still have the cape and the S on his chest, but it'll be kind of like long, like a scuba outfit or something.
Scuba.
Is it going to be half Aquaman, half Superman?
Well, Aquaman's going to be, can I say badass on the radio?
You just did. Oh,
jeez. Is that family? Do kids say?
You could say.
Yeah.
Donkey. You could say that word.
Donkey.
Oh, but you can't run. You're a nice guy.
What?
But anyway, yeah, so Aquaman's going to be pretty bad. And
so who's DC? What is it? Superman? Batman? Iron Man?
Yeah. Well, Iron Man, no. What's that other company that makes all those stupid movies? Oh, Marvel. All
right.
So, Heidi Watney's cousin.
Yeah. Oh, Heidi.
He won March 13, 2001, the WGC Catalog Championship by two strokes, and on July...
Wait a minute, repeat that. I'm still thinking of Heidi. I'm not even paying attention to what you just said. Can you repeat that?
WGC Cadillac Championship. He won it by two strokes on March 13th.
I want to know about this one this weekend.
July 3rd. 2001, he won the AT&T National by two strokes. He didn't win this weekend.
10 years
Who won
ago?
This weekend?
Wow, 10 years ago.
From what? The Deutsche Bank?
Yeah.
I don't believe it was him.
Well, I just want to know how he came in. Was he second? The last I heard, he was like second place. Man. Phil, do you follow golf?
No, I actually just spaced out. I wasn't listening to a word of that.
Yeah, you don't care. You're thinking of Heidi.
Yeah.
Bruce, you know who Heidi Watney is?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. All right, I'm going to stop talking about it now.
Stop it.
But you've swung a few clubs in your day.
Yeah. Yep. A few years ago, I used to golf all the time.
I got to get you out there.
Just a chore now.
Ronnie, do you golf?
Did I go? I caddied for a whole summer.
Oh, really? Maybe you could caddy for me and Phil sometime.
Yeah, I was caddied up in New Hampshire. The place was called Lake Talton. In fact, we were right on the Vermont border when he was talking about Vermont earlier. I was going to say, we used to go to St. Johnsbury to see the drive-in. Are you sleeping?
No, it sounds like there should be music played in the background while you're telling your little story. Go ahead. Let's try this again.
No.
So you caddied, really?
Yes.
Did people tip you and stuff or pay you?
It was caddy camp. We stayed there all summer.
Caddy camp.
Caddy camp. Wow. We stayed there all summer.
How old were you then?
16? No, was I 16? No, I might have been 15. Maybe.
So a full head of hair?
No, yeah.
Now, did you wear it long? Because I remember you had long hair for a while, though.
No, my hair was it was in 72 that my hair was long. It was down to my shoulders.
Down to your shoulders?
Yes, it was. No, every summer I used to get a whiffle. You know what a whiffle is?
Yeah, I used to get them when I was a kid.
Yeah. My father was a barber, so he used to zip with the clipper.
Ah, the barber.
Yeah. My father.
The baker.
I'm Enzo, the baker. You know, for your father.
Do you remember the woman that we used to work with at Lucent who used to insist that he had something to do
with
the killing of Sonny?
I remember that, yeah.
Was it Sonny?
Yeah, that he was involved with...
Oh, no, she thought he was going up there to kill him. That's what it was.
Yeah, to kill a lot of...
She Vito. Knew it.
Vito Corleone.
I'm like, come on, he was the baker.
I'm Enzo. Enzo. He got Enzo in the country. Why was he going to kill him? The bake. Yeah. Okay. Dead air. Beautiful. This is radio. This isn't TV.
I'm sorry. You were talking about caddy camp.
Yeah, well, we're done with that now.
Okay. I don't think we finished. We started talking about your hair.
Yeah, well, that's all gone too, see? So that's history now. My hair's history.
I meant to bring some golden earring to play for this week.
Jeez.
And completely forgot. Did you bring something for me, Ron?
I did.
What did you bring?
What did I bring? Oh. Sarah Bareilles, my golden earring. Oh,
for God's sake. You ever hear of her, Phil?
Never.
That a boy.
Me and my daughter had a nice time last week.
Was it nice?
Yes, it was.
Everybody's sitting in their seats enjoying the show.
She does one of the best live concerts. Yes. Very nice. No, everybody was standing up, sitting down. In fact, I had to yell because everybody.
Sit down!
I did.
Are you kidding? You're one of those? Sit down!
Everybody sat down except these people in the front. And then there's this one guy, he's about 7 feet tall. So I yell out, hey, big guy, sit down! I did.
I believe
down you. In front. Down in front. Hey, big guy, sit down. You and know, then the kid in front of me thought I was talking to him because he was standing up. My daughter goes, no, not you. Him over there.
It's funny you should say that because every show me and Phil go to, no matter what, no matter where we are, there's always someone taller. And I feel that we get some pretty decent height because most people that I know, I stand a little taller than. But for some reason, there's always someone taller. Now, when we went to see Alice Cooper 3 weeks ago, we're right there at the stage, but there were only two guys in front of us, taller. And when we went to see Bob Dylan a couple weeks ago, same thing.
Massive.
We were like right behind the person who was right up front, and he was taller. But, you know, you're that close, and you can still see.
Did you stand through the whole thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, I know. You like these girls who sing these cute little songs, and you sit there, and you feel your heart flutter and stuff. We like the good old-fashioned rock concert.
That isn't a song she sings. I told you, she sings with angst.
She does?
Yes. Yes, a lot of her songs are angst.
And not to put down females, because female singers, because some of them are really great and all that, but I've never really, bought a female album or anything.
Well, let me ask you something. If Heidi Watney came out with an album, would you buy it?
I'd rather see the video.
I told you.
Oh.
Right, Bill? I'd rather see the video.
With that,
or
you know what? You know what? We need a break, so we'll be back. You're listening to the R&D show.
Don't tell your mother about this.
She's listening.
Need a video shot of your special event? Look no further than Daniel's Video Productions. We specialize in wedding videos, music videos, or any video you might require to tell your story. now capturing in high definition and burning onto Blu-ray or standard DVDs. From wedding vows to electric guitars, Daniel's Video Productions will capture the sights and sounds to last a lifetime. Don't trust your video to just anyone. Visit us at www.danielsvideo.com or call us at 978-590-4273. Daniel's Video Productions, making memories to last a lifetime.
Bupa Productions is one of the finest disc jockey services with a commitment to help you plan your music for your wedding. We understand that a wedding is one of the most memorable occasions for couples, and we are dedicated to making sure that yours is just the way that you want it. We are not an agency, but a family-run business. Personalized service is essential to ensuring that your wedding will be exactly the way you want it. That is why we meet with you before your wedding and discuss all of your special song selections, announcements, and introductions. On the day of your wedding, we take requests from your guest and any other requests that you may have. It is our goal to provide you with the best possible experience on your special day. Visit our website at www.bupa.com or call us at 1-800-882-2723 and let us answer your questions. It's your wedding, and we don't forget that.
Welcome back to R. Welcome back to R&D. Got any bad concert stories? Please call in. Any attractive sports announcers? Please tune in. Have a relatable guy over here, Dan Lynch. Take it away.
And that was my son Phil trying to sound like a radio DJ. Or not
trying
DJ.
To sound.
No, you know what? He's got a voice, don't he?
He does.
Yeah.
Try that. Try something.
Huh?
No, try something else.
Give me a line.
Do a car race. Do a car. Sunday. Come on.
Sunday.
I'm horrible at ad-lib.
Okay.
Yeah.
But he's got a good voice.
Well, you want the Ron Radio voice. Yeah, you can do that. The Ron Radio voice.
Yeah.
It was the old days, back in the 50s.
Hold your right
60s.
Ear. Left ear.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hug,
yeah. Oh, yeah. So you know what bummed me out the other night? I got to tell
what?
You. I looked up at the
Phil,
clock.
Phil, are you curious? Say what, Ron? What bummed you out, Ron?
What bummed you out, Ron?
Your father called me. That really...
No,
I looked up at the clock. It was like 7:05, 7:10, and it was getting dark.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, here we go. The days
way.
Are getting shorter. And summer's
Come on.
Gone.
You know what? I like it when it gets dark early sometimes because then when I watch my movies in my TV room, it's dark early, so it's more... I like watching my... TV in the dark.
Well,
you know,
with a light on, but
many years ago, they invented these things that hang from the window. They're called curtains, and they can block out light, or they have these things called shades or blinds that can block out light.
You don't understand what I'm talking about.
You always see the
he doesn't understand because I'm sure it happens in his house. So you know what I'm talking about because you're a big TV watcher too, and that's what I like about when the Red Sox season is over. I could finally catch up on maybe a few movies. I don't watch as many movies. It's not important to me anymore, to be honest with you. But sometimes there's something that I'll like. I finally watched The Naked Gun the other day for the first time.
First,
yeah, see, now I know that movies are so important to you and it's vital and it's, you know, I mean, your life would be meaningless without them, but I just thought that, you know, that just looked like a stupid movie.
Yeah,
and I'll tell
guy,
you
man?
What, it was a stupid movie, but it was funny.
A stupid movie.
It was
Naked
funny.
Gun.
I finally broke down watching. Now I want to see the other parts of it. Mm. And maybe someday I'll get to Police Academy.
You've never seen it?
See, it's not that important to me.
Wow.
Never even heard
You're
of
not a comic. You know why? I know why. Because when those movies were out, you would spend your nights doing golden airing radio. That's why you never got to see those movies. I understand. I totally understand, and I sympathize.
You know, there's just not enough time in the day for stupidity, okay? No.
So how long are your days then?
Twenty-three hours.
Yeah, that's.
You ever see? Remember that guy?
In Rodney's.
In Rodney's movie, he goes
open
to
23 and a half hours.
I would go to the Rodney movie.
Well, Stephen Wright, you know, went to the place and he says, "We're closed." He says, "The sign says 20 open 24 hours." Guy said, "Not in a row." You didn't get that. No. Okay.
You know who I never used to care for, but now I like him, is Richard Lewis.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The always, like, beat
Yeah, yeah, I never cared for him. And then I've seen him on Curb Your Enthusiasm, and I think the guy's a riot. And now every time I see him, I get a kick out of him. But before that, I like his stand-up comedy. I remember seeing him on some of these shows, and I'd be like, hey, this guy.
He's like an erotic.
Yeah, yeah. But now I think if I saw any of those shows that I saw years ago, I'd get a kick out of them. Isn't it silly?
No. You change. It's like your tastes change as you get older.
Yeah.
Something you hated as a kid, you like now.
You like Curb Your Enthusiasm?
I do. I'm still trying to catch up.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen the past couple years, but...
So what's your favorite show right now?
I don't know if I have one right now. I really don't watch that much TV. I watch my Red Sox, and I'm on Netflix. I've been watching Dark Shadows. I think I told you about that.
But haven't you watched all the Dark Shadows already?
No, no. Oh. When I was a kid, I watched maybe about a year of them or something.
Oh, okay.
And that was back when it was really,
how many,
you know,
seasons
peaking.
Was that on?
I think six.
Was it on that long?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
They used to be on in the afternoons.
That's right. I used to rush home from school, Barnabas Collins.
Because it was like a soap opera.
Yeah, so like these early episodes, they're good. He's in it and all that, but I'm not at the point where I was watching it when I was a kid, and I look forward to those ones. Phil is excited about the Dark Shadows movie that's coming out. And why is that?
Not really.
Not really?
No. I never really cared for the TV show, to be honest with you.
No,
I mean,
I know that.
I tried watching a couple because, you know, you hyped it up, but I mean, I couldn't get through it.
Well, that's you know, old soap opera type stuff, you know?
Oh, I mean, I figured, you know, vampires and stuff.
Yeah,
I mean,
but
we all like the old Dracula and stuff.
Right, right.
What about, I could handle it to a certain
point. What about a movie like Spaceballs?
I've never seen it.
You've tried, didn't you?
I tried.
It looks stupid, doesn't it? Anybody who watches a stupid movie like that is stupid, right?
Is it stupid because...
Don't pressure me.
We heard
because
you talking
George
about
and I said it was a classic? Yeah.
Did George say it was a classic?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Come on. Spoof.
Spoof.
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, I like Mel Brooks. I know that was a big movie, but for some reason. And I remember some guy, we went to a party, and he had us sit there and watch it. And maybe that's what rubbed me the wrong way about this movie. I wasn't at a party to sit there and watch Spaceballs. So he's sitting there, and it's probably like his 15th time seeing it. And he's in hysterics laughing at this movie. I'm sitting there saying...
I'm the same way. I can't be pressured to watch a movie I don't want to watch.
See, that's why he doesn't like Dark Shadows, because you gave him the hard
sell. No, I can understand.
You gave him the hard sell on Dark Shadows, and then he was let down.
No, I can understand somebody in today's generation not getting into the old TV series, because it's just a old soap opera.
Well, I mean, Tim Burton's making the new one, and I mean, I think knowing him, Johnny Depp is the vampire. I mean, it could be a good movie.
And
Tim
the
Burton
special appearance by
Alice Cooper.
Oh.
But I mean, you know, with what we need today is a decent vampire movie, because we've been lacking that for like what, the past 10, 15 years. Vampires should be creatures of the night, and in today's world, they're more sparkly, pretty boys than
right
models.
Right. Yes,
oh, just, you're gonna get all the Twilight people calling them.
All the teenagers.
Well, you know, he's got his right to say that. He's right about that.
I mean, I understand the fact that vampires are supposed to be gorgeous and stuff, but I mean, they're supposed to be creatures of the night.
You like Twilight, don't you?
Oh, no.
Twilight. I think I saw it maybe once. If I saw it, shut up before I stick my teeth into your neck and suck all the blood out.
You heroin addict. Right? Bela Lugosi?
Yeah. Count Chocula.
Oh, Count Chocula.
No, that was Bela Lugosi. No, that used to be a funny thing that when you did vampires.
Yeah.
Shut up.
I didn't know heroin was around back in the days of Bela Lugosi.
Really?
Yeah.
Why, he was on... Was he a big heroin user?
Yeah, you never saw that movie. Yeah, he was addicted. What was that Johnny Depp movie that
yeah,
he was
a cross-dresser. Yeah. He was a director, right?
Johnny Depp was a director, yeah. And he was going to make a movie, and Bela Lugosi, he was pulling him out of retirement to star in this movie.
It was Ed Wood.
Ed Wood, yeah. That was the movie. You never saw that.
I did.
You don't remember that?
Yeah, it was...
And you don't remember Bela Lugosi being... And I believe it's a true... Based on a true story or something.
Yeah, it was.
Based on a true story?
My wife loves those. I guess drugs have been around for a long time. I just... You know, you hear words like heroin...
Thousands of years.
Stuff like that. Just scary. Scary words. Kind of... They go synonymous with cancer or something. You know, just a scary word. Or... squid. Squash.
Okay. Anything else?
You know what, folks? You gotta understand. I work the midnight shift, and I'm really ready for bed at this point. So I'm in
punchy.
Yeah, like you know how punchy? Like when you put your kid when he was young to he's ready for bed almost, and he gets silly right before.
So is it almost like you're on drugs, Dan? Is that what?
No, not at all.
No, I'm just saying, but the feeling or the punchiness. So you're like Bela Lugosi, and we're trying to pull you out of retirement here, and you're... And
I'm going to suck your blood and spit it on the floor.
No, I'm just trying to figure
Where's
out.
Where's Heidi?
Jeez.
Back to
I'll her. Suck her blood.
All right, here we go. Here we go. It's gonna be Golden Earring and Heidi.
Oh, they could make a nice video with her. Just walking across the field. To the beat of the music.
Okay. It's another neck reference. We're back to the neck.
I notice we're not getting many phone calls. And folks, I don't mean to turn you off.
Oh, they
probably turned me off.
Yeah. Yeah.
What else you got, Ryan? Did you want to talk about something?
Well, we got the... Real Wicked Housewives of the Mob coming up on Friday night.
Yes. Hopefully. Do you know if it's sold out?
I think it's pretty close to. So, in fact, I got to check because my daughter wanted to go, and I don't know if she got her tickets yet.
Mm.
So, but yeah, they're expecting a pretty big crowd.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Because it's not like the first show, which was the limited.
Yeah, but that seemed like it was pretty filled up in there.
Yeah, I think that kind of like. That was sold out for that night, but they only had a limited amount of tickets that they were selling for that
night. Right, but how many more people can they put in there?
I think that place can hold 100 people. Because remember, the whole area that we didn't have any tables set up in.
Yeah, I guess so. Where we were set up.
Well, I'll find out tonight. Tonight we have a meeting and another tech rehearsal. I want to make sure the camera and everything's
working.
So, but yeah, it was fun. It was a lot of fun and... In fact, you got to see the whole thing. I didn't. I missed like all the other videos.
I was tired by the time I was done.
I'm sure. But everybody that we talked to loved it. They said they had a great time. People were coming back, you know, for this week or on the 30th when it's playing again at Calhoun's that they loved it. They're bringing friends back and family.
Really?
Yeah, they had a good time. They had a really good time.
Well, really, shouldn't they like step aside for people who haven't seen it yet?
Well...
Right?
If
that's kind of selfish.
Why would that be selfish?
Well, because then people know what the schmear is.
No. Because like George and I were talking about earlier, it comes down to the almighty dollar. You sell the tickets, first come, first serve. You just want to sell the tickets, right?
Agreed.
Okay. Right.
But now here's your poor daughter. She hasn't bought her tickets yet because Maria and her sister want to go again.
So whose fault is that?
Maria and her sister.
No. Well, my daughter's fault for not buying the tickets yet.
You're going to blame your daughter?
Tickets go on sale Saturday morning, 10 a.m. on Ticketmaster.
What kind of...
And then you log in on Monday and there's no tickets left. Whose fault is
what
it?
What kind of a father
there.
Are you? You're in the show and you didn't have tickets for your daughter?
You should have been there Saturday morning at 10 a.m. when the tickets went on sale at Ticketmaster.
I bet Heidi's father would have bought her tickets.
I'll bet you Heidi's father did buy her tickets.
What a Yeah. I'm not going to say it because this is radio.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
Well, anyway, it's a great show, folks. And if you've seen it, come again. Is that what you want to hear? Phil, I was trying to get you to be the cameraman, but you work on Friday nights. Yeah. It's too bad.
It's a shame.
Yeah, it is a shame. You'd have fun.
Actually, the cameraman...
What is this again?
It's called The Real Wicked Housewives of the Mob. It's a mock reality show filming.
A spoof?
No, it's not a spoof. No. It's supposed to be like a reality show, and we're filming the last episode. And the cameraman becomes one of the most important people because... It's going up on the screen, so everybody wants to be up on the screen, so they're calling you over to take their picture.
And they're flashing.
You know, yeah, look. You know, they want to be on.
Everybody loves the cameraman.
Yep.
That's what they say.
And that's Dan's role in this.
Yep.
If he's there Friday night.
I hope to be there Friday.
Me too.
We'll see.
Me too. I hope you're there too. Because I can't...
I know. You get this big part. You're a star.
Star. No, I'm not a star.
Ronnie, all kidding aside, you play a great part. And I get a kick out of seeing you in that suit. With the head shaved just makes it. And all your lines are great. And then when you're dancing. Wow. Folks, it's worth the money just to get it, to see him dancing with handcuffs. in one of those jumpsuits from the prison.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
No, I'm serious.
My heart.
I'm serious. As much as sometimes you piss me off, whoa. I know. Is that a...
No, you're lucky that one can go through, too. Yeah. So, Patriots next Monday.
Yeah, how do you feel? You confident?
I'm never confident about any football
game. You think
game.
It's all on Brady's shoulders?
No, I think it's all on the team's shoulders. I don't take any game for granted. Like, even when the Bruins were playing, people, they're going to win this game. You never know what's going to happen in a game.
Right.
That's why they play them.
Absolutely.
So. And
but you can still be confident.
I'm optimistic, but I'm not confident that they are, you know.
Going to be a good team. I mean, I'm not saying all the way. You're thinking right out of the gate, you're thinking Super Bowl. Forget that. Think one game at a time, one quarter at a time.
How about one minute at a time?
Ronnie, do I have to sit and explain things to you?
What makes you think I'm thinking Super Bowl?
Phil, what do you think of this?
What?
You're thinking Super Bowl?
I don't know.
What are you thinking? Who's your favorite local team?
What, like in all of sports? I'd say the Red Sox. Okay. It's really the only sport that I have time to follow. I mean, I really don't have time for much.
Because, you know, when you have time, they're usually on. But the Patriots, you know, that's the great thing about the football season is you only have to dedicate that one day a week to them. And then when they have that bye week, it's great because then you can maybe toss in a movie or something.
Well, it's not that one night because now there's like Thursday night football.
Well, you watch all the games. I don't have time for that. See, I swear to God, folks, he lays there with a clicker in his hand even when he's sleeping.
Now,
you ever hear of couch potato? If I took a picture, you'd look like...
I'm a couch potato. You're right. Absolutely.
But not with the shaved head. Yeah, you get the
perfect.
Mr. Potato.
There we go.
I gotta stop. Buddy, I love you. I love you. I'm tired. And I've been picking on you, and I don't mean to, but you started it.
Didn't Mr. Potato Head is Don Rickles. So.
Didn't you start it?
Do I need to Don Rickles you?
Go ahead, Don Rickles me.
No.
What about Jerry Lewis not being on the telephone? I'm sorry. I know you're talking Patriots, but...
No, that's right.
But he's 85. I guess, sooner or later it has to happen.
It was totally different. It was only 6 hours.
I didn't see it. How was it? Was it any good?
I didn't watch it. It was only six
How
hours.
How much money did they raise?
All of it. It was only on from 6 to midnight. It used to be on 6 to 6. It used to be 6 at night to 6
yes,
in the morning. Now
yes.
It was only on 6 to midnight.
No. It wasn't 6 at night to 6 in the morning. It went 24 hours.
No. Did it go 24
hours? Yeah, he'd go pretty close to 24, and then he'd be like standing there leaning on the stool, barely standing up, and sing that song there.
Lady! Lady!
We saw this... silly video that somebody made for YouTube. You got to look it up. It's The Lord of the Rings and Jerry Lewis. And what they have is, I don't know if you remember, I know you saw The Lord of the Rings one time, and they're on at the, what do they call that thing, the with Elrond?
Who?
Elrond, the one of the he's the elf, the leader of the elves. Well, anyway, okay. they're at his place trying to decide what to do with the ring. One of you must take it. And then it shows Jerry Lewis as the bellboy. He's like, oh, excuse me. I didn't mean to. I'm the bellboy. And like, so then as he's talking, it's showing like each character from The Lord of the Rings kind of like, and it's actual clips from this scene in the movie where they're looking like, oh my God, who is this? And he's like, he's doing all this stupid stuff where he drops ice on the floor and he's trying to pick it up and it's squeezing out of his hand. It was just hysterical.
Is it much like the looks I give you? Is that what you're saying? That you're saying I always give you these looks?
Well, I give you the looks too, don't I?
Oh, absolutely. I mean,
like, why are you picking on me?
Right, why am I picking on you? I mean, how many times have you seen Lord of the Rings?
Jeez.
Maybe three times now.
Three times?
Wow.
Oh, come
well,
on.
Well, they're long movies. I mean, it takes a lot of...
Three times a month? Or?
Yeah, I know, really. Yeah. So instead of watching Lord of the Rings one of these times, you could be watching something that you don't have time to see.
Oh, Son of Flubber, Ron, right?
Son of Flubber. There's another great movie.
I did see that at the old movie. Warner Theater in Lawrence.
Disney movie,
time.
Son of Flubber, absolutely. With Fred McMurray?
Saw it with Super Dad.
With Fred McMurray?
Remember Fred McMurray, yes, yes. Okay. Phil, any last thoughts?
That's about it.
That's it.
That's it.
There's that life-saving sound. Dan?
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. Stay cool. But don't freeze. Ron, you got something?
Nope, that's it. Thank you. See
Phil,
you next week.
Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
The opinions expressed on this program were those of the host and their guests and are not necessarily those of WCCM or its sponsors.